Coach, just one of those nights. Just wasn't. It got the good start, 2-0, and then it just was all Garden City after that.
Yeah, it was about the only play we ran a play on. So it's nice to know, though, that when we do actually run our offense, it'll work because we got the first 2 points, and then after that, we didn't run it for about 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, just frustrating, and it looked like your guards all night had troubles with the traps out high on Garden City and just couldn't find the open player.
Well, we sit there and we hold the ball forever, and we allowed ourselves to get trapped, so that's all on us. You know, after you get trapped the first couple of times, you have to understand that it's coming and you have to be ready to get out of it. And, of course, we just sat there and kind of took it and got trapped. We didn't have a lot of guys that were, yeah, you know, doing the right thing as far as trying to get open and running our offense. You know, they were slow with their movement, you know, if they were going away to screen or if they were cutting to the basket or whatever they were doing in our offense, they were just slow. And when you get trapped, you kind of get put out there by yourself and you turn it over a few times.
Well, it looked like at times on defense, for the most part, you were kind of in the right spots there at times, but then they set screens and they were just hitting threes tonight and they were hardly missing, it seemed like, from downtown.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was us the whole night. You know, we came out, we were not focused. We weren't focused from the jump ball. We weren't focused in pregame. And, you know, it showed. You know, we come out defensively, we were lost. We didn't see ball in man. We didn't do a very good job of helping on the backside. And, you know, all those things happen. And then, you know, we give up 5-6 threes to, you know, number four. So, I mean, eventually you're going to have to learn some things on your own. It can't be somebody sitting there telling you every single time that, you know, hey, he's shot 4 threes. You might want to guard him. I mean, players have to pick up on that. And we were not able to do that tonight. And they made us pay for it.
And one bright spot, I think, tonight, and I know it's tough to see that, but Jackson Lewis finally got the lid off the rim for him. He had 10 points, and he'd been close to scoring a few games, but he was your leading scorer tonight.
Yeah, that's somebody had to score, I guess. You know, since we didn't run any offense, you know, it's kind of hard to get it down to your post players. And for the most part, we didn't have a whole lot of physical play. You know, we were soft, and we let it, you know, the game come to us, and they took it to us. And we kind of got it handed to us tonight. So, you know, they're going to have to really look at this, you know, and be very critical of themselves and figure out, you know, where they went wrong. And, you know, we do have quite a while before we play again, you know, which is good and bad. But at the same time, we've got to really learn from our mistakes.
Well, you do have 10 days to get ready for your next game against Colby, your final game before the Christmas break. And is it just kind of back to the basics, back to square one next week?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's got to be – we just have to, you know, give the right effort, and we've got to be disciplined. You know, tonight we were just completely undisciplined. We try to go one-on-one. We try to do things by ourselves when we got behind early instead of just running what we do, you know. And, you know, they kind of got their backs against the wall early, and we were pretty undisciplined.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining me in this tough loss. I appreciate you coming up here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.